how are my levels? Am I a little hot? I should probably turn. I mean, I don't need to wear these because I'm just talking to you.
Yeah, but you know, maybe you want to hear what you sound like.
No, okay. I sound like a douche.
I'm going deep. I feel like Halo on the Miami Heat. The words I speak off this sheet are like a three-peat. I don't just hop on a track, I bring running cleats. I'm a player for real, more than an athlete. Let my mama tell it, could have ran for the Senate. Instead I penned it for Donovan Bennett. I'm cemented, this a deep dive. In your headphones or a long drive. Up close and personal, just like you courtside. There ain't no out of bounds here, no offsides. We going live in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You are now tuned in to Going Deep with Donovan Bennett.
And this is the Going Deep podcast, and that is Cabby, who took out his headphones. Who
this
was
is an audio medium. No one could see me do that.
That's why I'm giving them the visuals, because they want to imagine.
They don't want to imagine.
As they are driving.
This is theater of the mind. No one wants to imagine me taking off my headphones, unless I'm taking out my headphones and I'm putting them in the lap of some beautiful woman.
He's driving on a highway right now, you know, just zoning out, listening to your beautiful voice.
Come on.
There's, you know. Got the Lincoln Navigator full of snacks, driving to the cottage or the beach. Or
did I tell you I saw Virk? So Virk, who was a friend of our former colleague, he's MLB Network and Meadowlark.
First name Adnan.
Non-Virk, Sinfall podcast. This dude drove from New Jersey to Toronto like a month ago. We were ahead of a barbecue. Virk is like I'm being generous here. 5'7", 160 or whatever. I don't know. Weight's not the point. He's a smaller dude. My guy drives a Cadillac Escalade. Now, in 2023.
Cadillac grills.
Sure. I understand in 2000 or 2002 when Luda and all them dudes have, you know, rolling on 24s. But my guy drives it now in 2023. I'm like, homie, that is a mortgage payment to fill the car with 91 or 93 unleaded gas. I'm like, it's a minimum two something to fill that car. He's like, yeah. I'm like, holy, bro. Like, every time you drive that car to the tank is empty, you're killing a whole tree.
Yeah,
a whole tree dies for you to drive to Costco to spend an additional $500 to feed 4 growing boys in your mansion in New Jersey. He said he lives like 20 minutes away from Rogers. I'm like, well, go drive by his house and wait for me.
Not to mention, as soon as he drives off the lot, it goes down in half. is what happened when he takes that thing home. He needs to go electric, like you. Welcome to the club, my friend.
Yeah,
welcome. Plug in. Yeah, let's go. We out here. How do you feel?
I feel one. I call it the spaceship.
How do you feel just driving by a gas station? Look at this.
It's the best feeling. Like, salute to you and RT, friends of ours who you guys converted. Like, I was already thinking electric, and I was going to be on Tesla. I ended up buying an Audi, and it's a beautiful. Like, I know you, and I don't know if the public knows that you drive an electric car, but because you might be doing a content piece with another car maker. But anyway, I feel the luxury in the car versus the one that our friend RT drives. You just like, yes, the screen, you have the iPad screen. Okay, yeah, that's great. But like the rest of the cabin, I got like lights that line, like LED lights that line the inside, like the seat leather. It just feels luxurious. And that's my only beef with Elon Musk's line, is that when you're in them, you don't feel the 160,000. I know it's all under the hood or in the drivetrain with battery packs. I know that's where you're paying for the technology and stuff. But when you're sitting in there, it doesn't feel like you're in a, like you're paying, you don't feel the money that you're paying for.
Couple things. One, okay. There's nothing under the hood.
Okay,
is the
fair.
Front.
Yeah, it's a trunk in both sides. You're right. In
the
front
groceries
and side.
Are under the hood. Under the hood. Number two, you're missing the point. Whatever you want to say about what he did to Twitter, now X, his cars are beautiful. But more importantly, he's built up a network that all of the support and resources makes your life that much easier. You're not buying it for the car. You're buying it for all of the other stuff.
No, you're buying it for the car. You're not buying it for the accoutrement. What? Wonderful. Les, yes, that should be the added value of buying a Tesla.
Wait, no. What do you like about your Apple computer, your MacBook?
Hmm. It's user-friendly.
Correct.
The user experience. It's clean design.
Correct.
I've also, my mom was a teacher, so Apple was the first home computer that we ever, and then we only had Apple. So I've been indoctrinated since friggin' 1989 or 90. I think we had an Apple II. So that's,
is that the one that was like blue at the back?
No, those are called iMacs, I believe. Those came out in like 2000. I bought my family one. And my only acting role of significance was in a little TV movie. And the check that I got, I was like, for Christmas, I bought my parents an iMac.
Everything you said about clean, user-friendly, that is the car that you're disparaging. It's the exact same.
I just want to feel like I'm sitting in luxury.
When you are in Beijing...
Yeah.
And something happens to your Apple computer, you can go to the nearest store and work it out.
Okay,
because of the support system. We will talk about sports, and we will not get our sales team super upset because we are not only giving away free advertising, we may be disparaging some brands. This will be taken off the record if someone wants to spend money with Rogers' sales department. You mentioned that New Jersey drive. Someone who has a lot of time on their hands.
I know, man.
Might not be able to literally push on a pedal.
That Uber bill is going to be like $3,000. I mean, I wonder, he's like Kirk Cousins, he's going to have therapists have to come to the house to rehab on that, or rehab. I mean, my guy just got to sit in a boot for 8 months.
That guy he's referencing, if you haven't figured out, is Aaron Charles Rodgers. And the question is, does he have to have therapists come to the house? Because you can take your time with a rehab if you're not coming back. If it is curtains, if it is a wrap, because that is one of the most arduous rehabs in sports. And J.K. Dobbins, who did it during the same week, but nobody cried for him, Argentina, because we don't care about running backs. Their Achilles don't matter. Their brains don't matter. We care about the quarterback. And in fairness, quarterbacks impact ratings and wins. Does he want to do that at the age of, I'm a man, I'm 40?
Yes.
Are you sure?
What a great life. Mike Gundy, right?
Of course.
Of course. Like, he wants to go out, like Robert Saleh said the other day, he wants to go out on his own terms. And I wish I had like a message from him.
You wish you had what, his phone number? Because you do.
No, I'm saying, I messaged him.
I was actually thinking this. How long did you wait?
Since the injury. No, but it was the day before. I just, you know, just a little.
So on the vibes. Sunday. Just
vibes.
Go have 1,000 a day.
Positive, immaculate vibes. Yeah.
Yeah, so the same message that I send Mike Foles every OUA weekend,
there you
send to Aaron Rodgers.
There you go,
go have
Mike
yourself
Foles.
A day. Go 1-0 today. That's the message that you send.
It's about the day.
So, because I saw him being carted off with his iPhone, also on the Apple.
Like, I mean.
But my guy has the headphones with the string that you plug in the
2012 headphones.
And his phone can't be 2012. Like he already has the 15,
for sure.
So what are we? Are you afraid you're going to lose the AirPods? Guess what, Aaron? You can afford some others. When you hit up the Bluetooth, it might say Aaron's AirPods 17, but that's fine because you can afford it. Why are we still dealing with the string?
I think he said on Hard Knocks.
You should have Beats. Never mind.
I think he was a Bose guy. He was Bose for a while. But I think he said on Hard Knocks, like the EMF signals or something. I haven't asked him about it, but I think he's kind of trolling.
You can't get Bluetooth in the darkness retreat when you're in a cave. So he needed the
analog. He needed to like plug in because the AirPods would die and he didn't have a charger available to him, wherever that retreat was. I think he's kind of trolling.
I saw the phone and him limp off the cart and down the hallway. And I'm thinking, phone's blowing up. Clearly.
Yeah. Thousands of messages.
When do you message? What's the appropriate message? What's the amount of time? Because there also will be a fatigue of responding to messages.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be that far back in the queue that you just get the thanks, bro. And it's not even like THANKS.
It might even just be an emoji.
THX.
Yeah, it's the folded hands emoji. Yeah. Probably just on repeat just to like. So many people. If he's decided
not
to respond,
not even emoji. Just gave you the thumbs up.
Yeah.
Not the thumbs up emoji. Just like the literal thumbs up to your message. Is there a term for that? What's that called? Show, what is that called?
Just the thumbs up emoji?
No, not the emoji. You know, well, I forgot. You don't have an iPhone because you're difficult.
Yeah, I'm a Samsung guy for life.
When someone sends you a message, well, you haven't experienced this, but there's nothing wrong with Samsung. And when someone sends you a message, you know, you can you don't have to respond to that message or even send an emoji. You can just click on it and send a heart or a thumbs up or thumbs down or react. Yes, thank you.
Okay, yeah. I've seen that in our group chat because we use either IG or WhatsApp.
Yes, correct.
The Titans had a video the other day on Instagram where their social team asked a bunch of players, how many unread messages do you have on your phone?
Wow.
And it's a great video. It's only posted a few days ago. And among them, Jeffrey Simmons had like 327 unread.
But like SMS messages, like text?
I don't know. It could be group chat because, you know, you and I are you're in multiple. Yeah, you mentioned it on this podcast. Like you're in a Canada basketball group chat, a Canada soccer group chat. We're in at least two, a baseball one and a fantasy group.
Are you
group
in
chat.
The Blue Jays one? Are you there?
Yeah, I read.
Have you ever messaged?
I know. Actually, Dave Wilder told me the other day. He's like, you need to be more active in our group chat. I read. In that one, I'm more of an observer. We're in three groups.
Are you not in the Canada basketball one?
No, not that one.
I assumed you were.
Because I would be out here caping for Dylan Brooks. Whatever slander, either from you.
No, the slander. What are you talking about? He's a Mississauga man. There's no slander. Mignola, stand up.
I'm sure.
Poor credit posse.
Hold on.
What are you talking about?
When in the playoffs, 4 months ago when they're playing Braun, maybe I'm misattributing it to you, but I know that there was some Dylan Brooks slander in one of our group chats. Oh. And I'm the one carrying the flag for Dylan Brooks because he's the hardest job on the court. Go guard the best player on the other team for 42 minutes. And oh, by the way, for this series, it's LeBron James who is only the best player of his generation, not named Kobe Bean Bryant, and this dude is a superhero. Go do that for 42 minutes, and this guy might drop 40 on you. And and also, Dylan, you'll probably shoot 2 for 12 because you have limited aerobic capacity left, and maybe the jump shot isn't as on point as it was against friggin' the United States like last week or whenever we won bronze.
I didn't love when he straightened his hair. Perm is not for everybody, okay? You know, just because Cat Williams can do it in 2023 does not mean you can.
I love that. But I love that. My guy walks in his own frequency. I love that.
Dylan?
Yeah.
But, and here's the question. Is that why he is where he is? Because you need to have some sort of irrational confidence.
Some sort. You have to have all of the irrational confidence to play at the highest level in the world in any sport.
But when Canada needed him, zero fear.
Yeah.
Because he has irrational confidence.
You're right.
Like, as much as we talk about the defense, he was their second best offensive player.
Yeah, you're right.
So shout out to Dylan Brooks. Shout out to RJ Barrett. Shout out to Rowan Barrett.
But now you're playing with legit dudes like Memphis. It's Jaw's team. Oh, Desmond Bane is nice, and
actually Triple J.
You have some very nice players in Memphis, but like here you're playing for pride. The team is locked in. They care about global, like world. They care about competing on a world stage, like Germany. Like what? Like Germany wins gold in that tournament. All the other international teams, other than the Americans, really care about the World Cup and international competition. Americans only care like when they get embarrassed, so place fourth. Oh, they're sending the wolves. Like the Avengers are assembling for in Paris. Friggin' picture at the Eiffel Tower. We're gonna see it on social. Oh, yeah. We're gonna see friggin' Draymond's probably like Draymond will be like the unofficial captain because Braun will be there. Steph, Ja.
AD. Will Ja be there? No. I don't know if Ja's going to be there.
Ja will be there.
Well, why?
Because it was next summer.
No, it's not about that. Do they need Ja? Could they find someone else that's not going to...
Steve Kerr just says, let's take the 12 best guys.
Is Ja one of the 12 best guys?
What? Are you kidding? In the NBA?
I'm not kidding. Yes, in the NBA.
He's easily one of the 12 best Americans.
Okay, well, let's go forwards, bigs, and guards. So it's a roster of 12.
Yeah.
Not 20, 12.
Yeah.
So you're telling me there are less than three better guards than Ja Morant. Steph Curry's there.
So Steph, now you got Steph, two, you got Bron, two, or okay, but Bron is.
You have two spots. You have two spots. D Book is there.
You have one. Yeah, and John Morant. You're not. It's Chris Paul.
It's not Chris Paul. Chris Paul might not even start on the Warriors. Fair. Damian Lillard.
Ooh.
Kyrie Irving.
Ooh.
Yeah. De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah, those are some over. You know what? I suppose because Ja is like 23, he can go play in 28 when it's on U.S. soil, which will be an even bigger pomp and circumstance. Ooh, that's a great
question. Trey.
Ja's better than Trey.
You think? Ice Trey?
Yeah.
Shouldn't Trey's from the suburbs?
You have Steph for that.
Yeah, fair.
And you know what? I mean, does Klay get to... Klay has already won gold medals. I mean, I suppose it depends on who's injured. Well, injuries could play a factor, but I think Ja Morant is among the 12 best American basketball players in the world. Ja Morant is electric, bro. You're forgetting because we haven't seen him play in like 6 months. Last time we saw this dude, he's dangling a friggin' lighter, air quotes, in his car with his homie singing whatever.
Ja, I do not believe is making that team.
Is Zion making the team?
No. What are you talking about?
Zion's not going to the Olympics?
God, is Zion going to play in the NBA? What are you talking about? Is Ben Simmons going to make the team?
Ben Simmons plays for Australia.
Actually, he doesn't play for Australia.
Oh, yeah, true.
They're vexed at him because he never shows up for them either.
You're right.
He doesn't play when they pay him to play. You think he's going to go play in Australia for free? Bogut? Can't do it.
Patty Mills be like, yo, you coming? And the answer is no. Oh, I forgot about James Harden, too.
Can forget about James Harden. And by the way, the only reason someone else you mentioned on this list, Draymond Green, would be there is because LeBron is the one who's actually making the team. No disrespect.
Hill. Yeah, sure. That's true.
But
LeBron has been a shadow GM for his entire career.
To me, I will have more input on the Canadian team than Grant Hill will have on the American
Salute
team.
Salute to Tamia.
Which is
I'm none. So into you still.
Banger.
Yeah.
We
were all over the place. It was New Jersey, we was Rogers, and
I'll bring us back. But I want to mention one thing about the World Cup. I don't know if you saw the visuals of the response that Latvia got. Your boy Bertans.
Davis Bertans?
Yes. When they touched down, have you seen the videos?
No.
Guy, you see people for, I was going to say miles, but it's probably a little overdoing it, but hundreds of yards. Like, dude, they didn't win a medal.
I don't even remember Latvia in the tournament. Like, did they place the best ever in the country's history or something in this particular? Like, for us, Canada was like first time we beat the Americans. First time we beat a number one seed, which was Spain. We beat friggin' Slovenia. We got a medal. So a bunch of firsts for Canada. Is it the same?
Maybe they qualified for the Olympics. Maybe they were finished for fifth. I have no idea. But it was just to see those scenes. For again, someone that did not win a medal was wild. And then I thought, you know, what it was like at Pearson when our guys came back who did win a medal and, you know, greeting them was not Batia. Like, that is the difference in terms of the level.
I thought you were going to say when we won bronze in London or bronze. The women's soccer team won bronze in London.
Yes.
And then we won bronze in 16, what was it, 16? We were in Rio. I think we won back-to-back bronzes.
We did win back-to-back
And then 2020,
bronzes.
We won gold, right? In soccer? Did we beat...
It was 2020 Olympics, but it happened in 2021.
2021. I don't even remember the fanfare at the airport for those, and those were huge accomplishments, like this one in basketball, different sport. And our women's team has won two bronzes in the World Cups, and then last time we lost to Australia or something, didn't we?
In basketball?
In basketball, women's basketball. I think we won two bronzes in women's basketball. Either way, the fanfare, I need to check this video with Latvia.
But we are, in terms of amateur sports, an Olympics or nothing country. Like, we do not care. In between, does not matter. The slalom
country like that, except for Jamaica and the bobsled team?
No, if you look at Europe, these Diamond League races are sold out.
Yeah, yeah. For track and field, yeah.
You talked about Aaron Rodgers and the track that he might be on. You think he still plays? Give me the.
You don't think he still plays?
I think it's a question. Here's the question. For what? Money? No. Legacy?
Man,
no.
It's $37 million, bro. That's legit money.
Didn't he give them some back? Which
yeah,
actually
he gave him back 35
which,
total.
Which now he's I'm sure regretting.
Yeah, I gave it back to you.
Could have Dalvin Cook all year, and I could run farther with the American flag than I did with the football.
Well, that's what so bizarre, man. Like, I don't know if I've ever seen the week one. I'm sure, you know, I'm being a prisoner of the moment because I'm sure there was some catastrophic. When did Tom Brady blow out his, get his, in the 2007 season?
2008, Patriots fan show tells me in his ear, even though there's
was
a microphone in front of him.
Was that week three or week four? And then Matt Castle takes over. They still go 11-5 or something.
Just missed
early
the
in the early in the season, but not like game one, you know,
it
first
was game
series.
One. It was game one.
It was game one?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Okay, so we have seen a precedent.
Yes. Well, we saw a rule change after the fact where you could no
correct,
longer
yeah. Hit. And we might see a rule, we might see because, what? Not a rule change, but a field change because there's all these NFLPA released a statement. We need grass in all 32 buildings. I don't know what they're going to do in like an Indianapolis or a friggin', well, MetLife is cold weather. You know, I think Pittsburgh has grass, doesn't it? And that's a cold weather stadium. And I want to say Cleveland does too. Does Buffalo?
No, Buffalo has turf.
Buffalo's turf. So that could change. I mean, it's up to the owners. Obviously they got to foot the bill, but if there's enough energy and media attention towards the playing surface, then maybe they do affect change, and that changes.
0% chance.
0%.
Yeah. 0%.
So the owners are frugal.
You're Woody Johnson, and you own MetLife, and you got two teams coming through there. So there's a game there almost every week: Giants
yeah.
and Jets.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when there isn't games there, you're shutting it down for 6 days for the Swifties to come through. And
yeah, but you cover the field with like wood, like that. Spongy, I don't know, like gym mat material. That we remember the walls of your elementary school? They're
yes.
like the random gym mats up against the wall. You're covering the field with those.
But the grass is not growing if you cover the field with those.
Yeah, but it's in the... Okay, fine.
What do you mean, okay, fine? This surface that you have to
maintain...
But
you're not having... Are you having concerts on a Monday, on a Tuesday through Friday during the football season?
Well, if you have field turf, why not? Why not? Someone's got to pay for this. You only have so
Bro,
many 70 dates
million,
in the stadium.
70,000 people that show up on Sunday pay for it.
Not alone. Well, really, taxpayers pay for it up front.
That's
and
a fact.
And then public seat licenses pay for it in
that's
the back end.
Also a
so
fact,
really, the owners
yeah.
don't pay for it whatsoever. I'm sure there's a Gladwell podcast about that. But who is going to, because we're talking about like concrete structures, who is going to pay for the retrofit? Changing the concrete, getting in all of this like lighting so that the grass can actually grow because you're putting grass where it doesn't grow at that time of year between, you know, essentially September to February. Who's going to pay for that? Who's going to pay for the irrigation and the watering system?
But can you
Who
just,
is paying for all that? The NFLPA?
I'm sure there are horticulturists or, you know, weekend, I don't even know what they're called, like people who are really into horticulture. Can explain
the horticultural mandem.
Yeah, can explain how to properly irrigate and maintain a grass field in the winter months.
Can they explain how to do it for free?
Well, it's obviously comes with a cost, but the grass doesn't have to be green until like July when they get, and they're at the practice field until the preseason games are in August. So maybe even June is like, all right, let's get this thing. And they could in theory, they could resod the field and water it for like, I don't know, 2 weeks. And then get it back to like perfect. Who was the guy on Levitard? He's like an old. Oh my gosh, there was an old school. I want to say field manager, but that's not the right title. But there was a gentleman in charge with setting up the field for all the Super Bowls. Old school guys, probably in his 80s, and he's been doing it for decades. And there was a podcast where he took umbrage with like Roger Goodell. He blamed there was a wild story about getting the field ready in like Jacksonville or one of these hot climate cities, and they had the wrong seed and then a group of and then but by the time and then the paint by the time it was ready for Sunday the field was ready. I can't remember this guy's name, but like bring that guy out of retirement, pay him a consulting fee of $100,000, and then he can hire the crew of college kids or whatever, and then maintain your field.
You're messing with my margins. 0% chance. These people can't get guaranteed contracts. You think they're going to get them to change half of the stadiums in the NFL to put grass on them?
They could pay for the retrofitting on this field with the parking lot money. Parking lot money, bro, can pay for the field.
They can. do a lot of things.
Yeah.
They could have been honest about the fact that CTE was causing their players to die. But they didn't.
Wait, those aren't apples and apples. Okay, those are two. That's a little bit of whataboutism right there.
It's not.
It is.
You trust NFL owners just to do the right thing?
I do not. I do not.
Before I let you go, I'm just going to rapid fire a bunch of things that essentially have happened randomly, and I just throw them on my notes app to get your perspective. Most importantly, Larsa Pippen engaged to Marcus Jordan. Fair or foul?
Oh my gosh, man. I suppose can you help who you fall in love with? Like, I know that's a philosophical question, but man, is that such a bad look. I mean,
bad look for who?
All parties involved. Every one of them, bro.
How does Michael Jeffrey Jordan feel?
I mean, he's probably dapping up. It's like he's getting a nod. Or it's probably their whole relationship, probably, and I shouldn't say their whole, but.
How's Juanita feel?
Oh, Juanita's mortified. Juanita's at the tennis club. People bring every single day when she's in public and people know who she is, people are asking her about it.
Why,
she can't go to friggin' Whole Foods. She can't go to the tennis club. She can't go play golf. She can't go to church. Can you imagine a church, bro? Where, you know, black people, we have zero filter sometimes. We're going to say the most reckless and ruthless to your face.
Yeah, our filter is the Jets offensive line. Like, it does not exist. It doesn't even slow you down en route to where you're trying to be. Juanita is Michael Jordan's first wife, the mother of Marcus Jordan. Scotty.
That's tough.
Worse for Scotty or Scotty Jr.?
Ooh.
Scotty Jr. is in the league.
Yeah, probably.
He's in the league.
Is he in the G League or is he on a team?
Yeah, G League, but, you know.
Because, like, it's your mother. Like, that's your mom.
He's lucky he didn't play, like, in the day of KG.
Oh, my Lord. Could you imagine, dude?
No.
KG would say routinely, bro, this is not an exaggeration. There's a clip with him and Paul Pierce on IG, KG certified, and KG says the word Ritter.
When I used to watch Jeff and some of the stuff with Mark Jackson and them, I used to love to hear the back and forth Ritter, but it was knowledge in those bantrums. It was knowledge in those back and forth.
What you call the back and forth? Ritter?
Yeah.
What's the Ritter?
No, like how they would
Ritter though?
How they would go at each other. How they would,
it's,
you
called,
know,
Ritter?
That's what I call it. Paul. Out of here. Who are you? You the dictionary?
He's
out of here. Who are you?
Ritter.
Right.
I was like, I need to pick up a new word. I'm looking for new words.
Right. Didn't say that. So I just gave it to you. So what I was saying was I think the fans are going to have a really good time with Doc being in commentary. Yeah, you learned something
today. Vocabulary.
Right.
And he's talking to Paul Pierce, and he's like, I love the banter. He tried to say, I like the banter between Jeff Van Gundy and Mark Jackson. This is when Van Gundy was laid off by ESPN. And he's like, I love the Ritter between the two. And he keeps going on. And then Paul Pierce is like, you said Ritter? He's like, yeah, the banter between the two. But he goes, yeah. And then Paul Pierce is like, what's the Ritter? He goes, between the two. But what's the Ritter part though? What does that mean? And then, KG just snaps, and he's like, "We talk about Paul? F out of here, man! You have to see them. It's so anyway. It's so KG. We all know that this dude was probably actually Draymond. I think is probably the last person to talk a whole lot of ish trash talk in the game today. But before him was KG, and KG just went after everybody."
He did. So I talked about the fact that no one cares about the fact that J.K. Dobbins' year, once again, is over.
Except for fantasy owners. And people in Baltimore.
Which is my brother, who is in a fantasy league with both of us, and who picked up J.K. Dobbins, I believe, in the first round of a redraft dynasty league where you keep four. You know who I did not keep? J.K. Dobbins, but my brother's a fool. running backs... Generally, we have now decided as a football culture that they're interchangeable.
They're so important, though, to the actual game.
Are they?
Yes, dude. You can't pass 70 times a game. You can, but then the defense is just going to pay. The defense is going to eat you alive. Unless you're friggin'. Did Tom Brady ever throw 70 times in a game?
Yes. The question is, does the individual running back matter?
The position still matters, in even our though league, it's been
there
widely
are many
devalued.
People who spent wild fab money, which blew up my phone at 5 a.m. this morning.
Free agency, something. I can't remember. It's FAAB. I don't know what that acronym stands for.
Allocation bonus? No
oh,
idea.
Oh, yeah. Allocation budget, maybe?
Maybe. Spent wild money on running backs that prior to week one, they had never heard of before.
Well, that's because what happens. You go deep down. You're going to RB2 and RB3s, bro.
But the point is that you can go to RB2s or RB3s. You can't go to QB2 and QB3s. Ask the Jets.
Wow. You could.
The point is.
You could last year with Bay Lance, and then number Mr. Irrelevant was sitting there, Brock Purdy, and now he's the QB1.
But that's all about the play calling. That's all about Shanahan, who can get your offense going no matter who's the QB. Of your household, what is the running back? The thing that is...
Oh, what a great question. The thing that like is, the person in the household or like the appliances in the household?
Listen, if you want to go person, feel free to do that. But there's only, as far as I know, three people in your household. So,
that is correct, yeah.
So that might not go well. The thing... So I'll give you my... So, for example, ketchup.
Oh.
I'm willing to go no name. Because I don't think that... I don't think I'm going to get that much more... paying extra 99 cents for the brand, I think it's going to just be ketchup.
Oh, I see.
This might be controversial for some, especially as a Canadian. Maple syrup. I'll go cheap. I ain't scared.
Yeah, I don't really. Do you actually use maple syrup that much? I know it's like super valuable, and they made a documentary about it in Quebec when the maple syrup heist. Like, it's a valuable commodity, but honestly.
Well, I mean, I eat pancakes, and I eat... waffles.
Often, could you
and
do I you finish a whole thing of maple syrup in one full year in a calendar year?
What? Of course.
What?
I probably buy a thing of maple syrup like once a quarter.
Really?
Yeah.
Like that's a lot of maple syrup, dude. I mean, how much freaking pancakes do you eat?
We dip over here. Both my kids are dipping into the maple syrup. Goodness. My son wants maple syrup on his oatmeal, sweeten it up.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. Because oatmeal is really friggin' bland. Wow. I would say first thing that comes to mind is Earth's Own almond milk.
Okay.
And it's the original. I don't like the unsweetened because I eat a lot of cereal. So I need
that. But that is a brand.
Earth's Own is the brand.
Right. So that is the...
But I'm going to pay $4.99 for it because I really like it. So that's sometimes if it's two for eight at Superstore, I'm getting two. But that's, I don't need to.
That's quarterback. You're willing to pay for the high level. I'm asking you what the running back is, what you believe the bare minimum is good enough.
Okay, but the high level, I'm going, when I go to Costco, I'm buying the organic chicken breast. The other day it was $50, dude, for 7 chicken breasts. That's where we're at. And I go to Costco to save money.
Yesterday's price isn't today's price.
I know, my dude. But like, yeah, 50, I saw the 5-0 on the package. I'm like, this better weigh more than all the other friggin' packs of chicken breasts in this aisle. I don't know if it did, but I still paid for it. But yeah, that's where I'm going quarterback. I'm going to pay for the organic quality protein.
Batteries, another one for me. Why am I spending more on batteries?
Yeah, but how often do you buy batteries, though?
When I do, guess what? I'm not paying the marked up price.
Are you going to Dollarama for batteries?
Show me a study.
Those Panasonic ones that are like $199?
Show me a study that my remote control is going to last longer if I use this battery over another.
You buy batteries once a year because everything else is rechargeable. Your phone, your computer, those are the devices you use at high volume every day.
I probably buy batteries once every 10 years because I buy the pack with 1,000 of them.
No, you don't, do you?
Yeah, I do.
They get you on the volume, on the, yeah, okay.
Well, my time also has a price. We're talking about etiquette often these days in sports. No one travels doing their job covering different sports teams more than you. Airplane gate etiquette. There are people who, doesn't matter if you're in zone one, zone two, I'm zone now. I'm getting up and I'm standing and I'm up here. Your belief in terms of airplane gate etiquette, knowing full well that you're the person that gets on the plane first, because you're sitting at the front.
No, I'm not sitting at the front.
You got the little cube around you.
No.
I'm getting on. You already got a warm cookie.
I'm rarely zone one. You're talking about zone one. I'm rarely zone one. I'm usually zone two.
That's zone zero.
That is. But what I do is I always select my seat. I always like a window seat because you get a little bit more extra room. So I'm going to wait and sit on my phone in like you know, I don't know. Are we allowed to say handicap seats? Are we allowed to use that one now?
Maybe that's what they're called. I don't
you know, that's, and usually like right next
accessible
to the
gate. Accessible seats, maybe?
Accessible seats?
Sure. Accessible seats. That's probably the better way to say it. So I'll sit there until like, until I get the announcement and I can look the woman or the gate attendant in the eyes and she's saying my name poorly. And then I'll get up and then I'll like go check.
Cabral?
Carbell Richards? Cabral Richards? And then you go in the jetway and it's packed. Like, why are you saying my name with so much urgency? And there are 80 people in the jetway to get on the plane. I know that's so. I just wait and be comfortable sitting in the seat while people stand up for like 20 minutes.
To me, I never understand the rush. Doggy, you can't get there before me. We're going literally the same place at the same time. Now, if you are rushing for some cabin space, you got a big suitcase. You want to make sure that it gets above. You know, you don't want to have to put it at your feet. I suppose that's one thing, but that's what gate checking is for. But I've never understood the rush. I've never really understood.
Where did you fly to recently where this is on your mind? Where'd you go recently?
I can't remember, to be honest. Where did I go recently?
Weren't you on?
I went out east for some stories that will be coming out around Truth and Reconciliation Day. So make sure to check out that. It's not just
like
how,
like in New Brunswick out east or like Nova Scotia?
Halifax.
Okay, Nova Scotia. Okay, yeah. Nice.
Shout out Pizzaville.
Pizzaville is everywhere.
I know, but they have like a little area in their downtown where there's a...
Oh, the Three Corners, Pizza Corner.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Pizza Corner, thank you.
Yeah, there are fights. Did you see any fights?
I did not, but I wasn't out that late.
Shout out to Paul Bromby. First time he took me to Pizza Corner, we actually saw fights. I'm like, wow, this is as advertised.
Were you in the fights?
No, I was just watching. I like to watch fights.
There was a terrible fight at an NFL game.
Oh, yeah.
That I sent to the group chat that was
in Washington.
A rough watch.
Oh, yeah. My guy got bodied. But you never see the context. And like I hate there's certain
what could the context be?
Well, I don't know. Someone drunk. Game. If you're speaking talking recklessly to strangers, know that there are consequences in the real world. Like this isn't the Instagram comment section. Like someone's gonna give you a two-piece, someone's gonna put hands on you, and probably put hands on your lady too, because your lady's trying to defend you. She might say something out of pocket. Or if you imagine your lady says something out of pocket and you're like, oh my gosh.
Who, mine?
Well, your lady wouldn't. Your
that
wife
would be
wouldn't.
My ex-lady.
I know. But imagine the scenario where she's talking, just had one too many White Claws or vodka crayons and just talking reckless. And then, like, someone puts hands, and then you got to put hands, and then that dude's hands, like, and his friends. Oh, my. And then you show up on the internet forever. That's, like, that is nightmare fuel for me.
It is. But you are... You are the Steven Jackson of the group. You're down for the cause. You're down for you at that Alabama fight. You're the dude who jumped in and started swimming. You know, I won't go as far as to say you were the
Stat
dude
Jackson
who came with the chair. Like that was a little too far.
Oh, you're talking about on the dock.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that had the internet for 48 hours, maybe 72 hours.
The memes were outside.
That was like a moment, bro. Because there was so much tension and so much context and so much history, not with these people, but what they represented in this one, the commentary, the different angles. It was a modern day Zapruder film.
Dude, when my guy threw his hat as if he just hit a walk-off home run,
the security guard,
and was about to jump on home plate, I was like, oh my goodness. He's done this before.
His move. Hey. Like that's his finishing move in the ring at WWE. Yeah. Like his name was Captain Cap or something like that.
He's true to this. He's not new to this. He's like, yeah, I'm very comfortable right now. Something that is wildly unnecessary, but for some reason you need to do audio messages. Why? Why can't you just send a text message? And you know what you can do?
They're quicker to record than to send.
Incorrect, because you can, with audio, have that transcribed into
a
message.
Text to type is like always make, you still got to go edit because I hate typos, even though I fire them off every once in a while. But me personally, I hate typos. So leaving a voice note, which is magical because...
It's not magical at
but
all.
You don't leave...
Of course I don't.
I leave like more voice notes maybe than I do text messages.
97% of people with phones do not leave voice notes.
But because you're not a huge WhatsApp user except for those two or three... Group chats. I use WhatsApp as like my primary text messaging platform.
But that's not unique to WhatsApp. You can do it via SMS or whatnot. But what I don't want to do is download your message, send it to show, ask him to put a filter on it to take out all of the wind in the background so I can actually hear what you said.
I do that often. And I do try to apologize on the front end.
Going on a walk. Walking the dog. Minute 23 of your podcast. I really enjoyed.
I love the football podcast, and I love the conversation that you and Tim had about Canada basketball like a week ago or maybe 10 days ago. It was great. It was going deep, and it really went deep because you're like, I don't even remember who was playing on the squad when he was the PA announcer.
LeVon Kendall.
Right. In what, 2006 or 2007 or something, or 5? Anyway, those were great.
Lastly, we'll put you on the spot. Rowan Barrett, who did an outstanding job, by the way. Can we say that?
Yeah, of course. As the builder of this team, yes.
And you know.
Are you talking about Rowan Jr.?
No, well, that is RJ. Put some respect on the man's name. He was there first. It was Rowan Barrett. Did an outstanding job putting the team together. If he calls you up, says, okay, drafting my squad.
Oh, yeah, like who? Who were the 12?
Well, two-part question. One, there was this summer core, 3 summers in a row. We need a commitment from you. We can't just show up. We got to be tied together. And that's how you get in line, zone one, to get on the plane to go to Paris. And a bunch of guys committed. Now we're there. Now a bunch of agents are sending you up texts. Hey, yeah, I know my guy. Like, he's a contract year. Oh, he's getting married. But guess what? He's ready now. Really excited. Can't do it. Looks good in the gym. A bunch of people are trying to say, hey, give me a look. First question is the best 12? Because Serbia is bringing their best. The USA is setting up an Avengers squad, as you mentioned. LeBron is saying, regulators, mount up.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it the best 12 or loyal to the soil?
Ooh,
it's the guys who
man,
help
what
you
a,
get there.
What a tough spot. Because what you're talking about is like Wiggins and Jamal.
Incorrect. Jamal's part of the summer core.
He was practicing, but he was with the team. But Wiggins wasn't there this year. But
Wiggins
he had been in the past, though.
Wiggins was not there when you were shooting in the gym. He was not.
I mean, do you say no to Andrew Wiggins? Like,
so it's a twofold
issue.
Because it's not just Wiggins. It's some guys who were at summer league or in university. Ben Mathurin, Shaedon Sharpe, Andrew Nembhard.
Yeah.
Theoretically, Ryan Nembhard. And then there's another category of people who didn't opt in for 3 years. Chris Boucher, Cam Birch, Wiggins, Trey Lyles. What do you do with those guys? So that first order of business is, what do you do?
Oh, my goodness.
Thinking about loyalty or thinking about legacy?
Oof. Like Kobe said, championships last forever, or championship banners last forever. So I know the U.S. is bringing their best squad. They're bringing their best 12. I got to, like, it's 7 NBA players played in the 7 Canadian NBA players played in the World Cup, and the Americans, they sent 12. I got to try to send 8 to 10, and maybe Melvin Edgerton gets a legacy look.
Christian Laettner spot?
Yeah, the Zach Edey. Zach Edey. Like that. Yeah, the Christian Lane. 11 Hall of Famers on the famed Dream Team squad in 1992. And Christian Lane.
And not Shaq, by the way.
And, like, well, yeah, Shaq won in 96, but yeah.
But instead of Shaq, they had Leitner.
Yeah.
For the one university.
I know. That was to placate a certain audience. But yeah, I mean, is he on the Mount Rushmore of collegiate basketball players?
Leitner?
Yeah. It's Kareem, Bill, Leitner, Bill Walton, or I'm probably missing
Tyus Edney.
Who's won multiple? Is Big Game James Worthy in the
Khalid El-Amin?
Who's won two though?
Two championships?
Because Leitner won two, right? Didn't they beat Michigan and they beat UNLV? Not UNLV. UNLV was the year before. I think they won two. Anyway.
Bobby Hurley.
Yeah. I'm trying to win. So I think I'm going to the best
Simon.
12.
Okay, best 12. Okay, and now second part. Well, who's the best 12? Give me your 12.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so it's Jamal, SGA, Dylan Brooks, Andrew Wiggins. Boucher, Olenek. Oh boy. I know I'm missing. I'm forgetting. Oh my goodness. Probably Shaedon Sharpe show me enough. Lou Dort. Jeez, can't forget Lou Dort. He's a heart and soul kind of guy. Super great. That's eight. Four more spots. I know I'm forgetting obvious ones.
So current players on the team that you have thus far forgotten would be R.J. Barrett.
Oh, jeez.
Kelly Olynyk.
R.J. Barrett. No, I said Olynyk. R.J. Barrett's nine. Dwight Powell, 10.
And Nikhil Alexander-Walker is currently on the team. It doesn't mean you have to take him. Just
because there's two more spots. I got to save one spot. Oh, my gosh. I just said the 12 best. So why am I saving, like, a legacy spot? Like a guy that plays in Europe, like a journeyman.
Kevin Pangos, welcome to the
like
Paris Olympics.
Rowan played in Europe and for a long time. So he probably has a soft spot for those, one of those type of guys.
I asked for your team. I asked for his team.
I know.
When I talk to him, I'll ask him for his team.
By next summer, Nikhil should... Okay, so Nikhil's going. And then I probably need another big. I said Boucher.
So, Edie, Brandon Clark.
Oh, yeah, Brandon Clark. You're right. Probably go Brandon Clark.
No love for O'Shea Brissett, eh? Okay, I'll tell him.
Listen, next time he comes, that guy, he'll hear the slander, and he's going to drop 40 at Scotiabank like he's done once or twice. Like, you guys let, you left me on red?
No, he's going to drop 40 at the club on King Street. He's going to look across the club at you in a booth and he's going to hold up the watch like Shedeur Sanders did at midfield.
Oh, my gosh, I love that so much.
Hold up the watch. As Coach Prime said, it's personal.
Side house, man. Look around.
What's up? We're losing, huh? What's that?
Ain't nobody whooping us at the crib. I don't know what kind of man would let somebody come in his house and whoop it. I don't know where y'all come from, but where I come from, ain't nobody coming in your house. Ain't nobody coming in your street. Ain't nobody coming to your block. Ain't nobody coming to your crib that's gonna whoop you. Understood? You know why? It's personal.
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 Oh my gosh. Personal.
Are you fully on the bandwagon with all things Colorado Buffaloes?
Yeah,
Coach
Prime? Like it is legitimate, like appointment view, not appointment viewing yet, but it is legitimate entertainment. And Prime is just one of the greatest orators, athlete orators of our time. As far as sound bites, clickable moments, he is one of the goats. So yeah, give me. Like, it's personal. Just so amazing. Like, you have a man come to your crib and, dude, what do you say?
Leave. I don't know where you're from.
Yeah.
Where I'm from. Someone said something about your woman.
Yeah.
Your kids. Come on, your property. It's personal.
It's personal. And he gets it's personal. It's personal. It's personal. It's amazing.
But by the end, like, he doesn't have to finish it because they're saying it for him.
Exactly. Like, that's going to be merch. It should already be merch available in the Boulder, Colorado apparel store or Dick's Sporting Goods in the state of Colorado or the Midwest. It's personal.
Whenever I connect with you, it's personal.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, my man. Thank you for doing this.
My pleasure.
What can we look forward to coming from you?
I have an interview with Kyle Tucker of the Houston Astros coming soon. Houston Astros are in a dogfight to either win the AL West or qualify for a wild card spot with our Toronto Blue Jays. So Kyle Tucker's one of the best hitters on that team. Spent some time with him and had a lot of fun. So look for that in the coming weeks. I hope you guys enjoy it.
Give Aaron Rodgers our love, will you?
Will do.
Thanks, Kevin.